Welcome to Carols by Candlelight at St Andrew's on the Terrace. Our opening words are inside the order of service. On such a night as this, the mystery of birth appeared. This time, we are told, among animals of the earth. Oftentimes, children are born more comfortably, often less so. Mother and child form a new bond. Families grow. Fathers rejoice and worry about the future. All the drama of life is here on such a night as this.
Thank you.
You're all very welcome tonight. Just one more sleep and then we'll be at Christmas Day. But I know that for a lot of you this is your Christmas, so the manger is here. I think every year when I put it out, we really must do something about the relative size of the manger and the parents. But these are our traditional props, so that's what's here. So it's lovely to have you all here, and I hope that you're meeting up with people that you know and love this Christmas. And if you're not, that you have a good time anyway. There are various things will happen during this evening, and perhaps it would be a good idea if I said that if there is a fire, then you need to leave the building immediately through these exits and the door you came through. We're earthquake strengthened here, so we should be safe in the case of an earthquake, but just duck, cover and hold and await for further instructions. And if you need the restrooms during the service, you need to go out the door at the back, turn left, then up the alleyway. You'll find the centre foyer there has toilets, to one to the right, I think, as you go in. Escape lighting will not appear down the aisle, but your crew does know what to do. So we're going to light the candle wreath candle by candle. During Advent, we have been lighting the wreath one candle each week for, let me see if I can remember, hope, joy, peace and love. And today we're going to use it as a memory aid, as a remembrance time, because a lot happens in a year and a lot happens in our lives, and Christmas Eve is as good a time to remember it as any. So Bronwyn's going to light the candles as we go through. This first candle of hope we light is to remember those whom we have loved and lost. We pause to remember their name, their face, their voice, the memory that binds them to us in this season, and the hope they will continue to make a difference to our lives. May God's caring love surround them and us. The second candle of peace we light is to mend the pain of loss, the loss of relationships, loss of jobs, loss of health and home. We pause to gather up the pain of the past and offer it to God, asking that we receive the gift of peace. Refresh, restore, renew us, we pray, and lead us peacefully into the future. This third candle of joy we light is for ourselves. We pause to remember past weeks and months and years, the disbelief, anger and downtimes, the poignancy of reminiscing, hugs and handshakes of family and friends who stood with us. Let us remember dawn defeats darkness, for joy comes in the morning. The fourth candle of love we light is to remember the gift of love which the Christmas story offers us. We remember creativity. God companions us, sharing our life, being with us, Emmanuel. Let us look for new possibilities now, in the present. Spirit of God, calm our hearts so we can hear your still small voice. We have a rainbow candle here which we light every Sunday to signify that everyone's included, including children, and some of our children light it for us on a Sunday. Is there any children in here tonight that would like to light the candle? I saw some children. Yep, come on up. That's a pretty gorgeous hair piece you've got on. That's beautiful. Okay, light it from that one. That one over there. Good work. Now the trick is to blow that out without blowing this one out. Well done. Very good. Now I've got a bit of a story. Do you want to come and sit over here and I'll show you this book I've got? And you know, some of the other children who are hiding in the seats, they might come and join you, don't you think? You think they're brave enough? It's Christmas Eve after all. You can do brave things on Christmas Eve, can't you? Come on, you're out there. I saw children out there. I'm just going to borrow this for a moment. You're not the only girl here, are you? Okay, well, they're going to miss out because we've got this special book that's got lots of things and you have to be close up to see it. And it's called, guess what? The Christmas Story. That's right. So look, here we go. So there's a whole city and there's an angel. An angel coming right across. Do you know the angel's name? Very good. You would have got one of the quiz questions right in the newspaper this morning. Yeah. So long ago in the city of Nazareth, there lived a young woman called Mary. She was soon to marry a carpenter called Joseph. But God sent the angel Gabriel to her with a message. And there's the angel speaking to her. Pretty nice angel, eh? Have you ever been an angel? No? Oh, look at this. Where do you think that is? Yeah, I think they're going to see their friends. They're going to see their friends in Bethlehem. Have you heard that first? To pay the taxes. That's right. Everyone knows about taxes. Do you know what they do, taxes? Yep, they go back to their hometown and they pay the tax. Or they get counted, actually. And that was so that they knew how many people were going to pay the tax. That's an inn. That's right. So let's see. The next picture might be in the inn. There they go. Look at that. That's a barn. Why are they in the barn and not in the inn? Because there was no room in the inn. Why was there no room in the inn? That's right, you know the story really well. There are too many people because they're going to their hometown to pay the taxes. That's right. Your teacher has the story. Good old teacher, she's doing a good job. Right. Yeah. Now look at all the sheep. Aren't they cute? I don't know if anyone can see those. Can you see the sheep? Pardon?
Those are people on their knees.
Yes, they are. And why are they on their knees? That's right. There are no fences. Yeah. Okay. So I'm telling everyone, I'm repeating what you're saying so everyone hears it. So they're on their knees and they have to be here because there's no fences, so they've got to look after the sheep. And they've lit a fire. But why are they on their knees particularly? This might give you a clue.
Yeah.
The angels are here and it's a bit frightening. How would you feel if all these angels suddenly appeared in the sky above your house? Yeah, it would be a bit scary, wouldn't it? I think so. And look.
That's the star.
That's right. It's a pretty cool star, isn't it? Got a bit squashed though. Whoops. Okay, and there are how many people on these camels?
Three kings,
and they've come a long way and they've followed the star.
Yeah, I can tell because they've got crowns on.
Oh, you can tell because they've got crowns on. And look, here's the barn again. And who's all there?
The three kings.
Yep.
And goats.
Yep, and goats. Yep. There
and
are two.
Shepherds,
and the shepherds. Yep. Okay, and an angel, another angel over the top there. Will we see if people can see that if I hold it up? Here it goes. Pretty gorgeous, eh? Yeah. Well, what's your name?
Kaylee.
Pretty good storytelling, Kaylee. Pretty good storytelling. And we've got a bouncy song called Open the Stable Door, and it's about Mary and Joseph being in the stable. And it's about, well, let's see what it's about. People might be interested in this. Colin Gibson wrote this song some years ago for Christmas. So let's sing Open the Stable Door, and you, if you go back to your parents, you'll find they've got the words. Okay, but you'll particularly enjoy the chorus, I think. Right. So let's all sing Open, Open, Open the Stable Door.
Thank you.
Not quite enough dancing being done there, but never mind. I was going to say before, and I didn't because I wasn't sure if this verse had made it through, but the third verse, fallen off the back of a skip just lately, Colin wrote because a gay man had just been beaten up in Dunedin and thrown in a skip that month. And that's what that verse refers to. Everyone's welcome here, anyway. Lighting the Christ candle. Tonight, because we begin at 8 o'clock, the Christ child gets born a little bit earlier than midnight. And so we celebrate that now with the lighting of the Christ candle. We have waited with hope for justice and righteousness. We have waited with peace for shalom to be felt. We have waited with joy, celebrating what has already been done. We have waited with love, awed by how love has been shown to us. Tonight we light the Christ candle to celebrate the light of love coming into the world through Jesus' birth. The light of hope and peace, joy and love shines from that stable so long ago into every corner of the world. May we sing the joy of its coming. May we live by that light today and throughout the year, so peace and goodwill truly transform the world. We remain seated to sing the next carol. Pass the piece early in the service so that you can all get to know each other. We like to do this really enthusiastically at St Andrews. We move from our seats, we walk around up and down the aisles. So feel free to do the same or cower in your corner if you wish, if you dare. Let's pass the piece.
Thank you. Hebrew Bible is from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 to 7. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
This is Luke's account of the birth of Jesus. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available to them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news, and that will cause great joy for all people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to all."
Thank you. The contemporary reading is taken from Why Did Jesus, Moses, the Buddha, and Muhammad Cross the Road by Brian McLaren. Perhaps in this context, we rediscover Mary as the living icon of receptivity to and participation in the new gospel way of life. Perhaps we also rediscover the social, political, economic, and theological foment of Mary's Magnificat. And perhaps we retradition the idea of virgin birth as a decisive repudiation of the standard patriarchal systems of violent male dominance, evermore associating the saving power of God with the tender care of a mother's love. Such a celebration would give new meaning to the title Saviour as applied to Jesus, a fitting focal point for Christmas Eve. Jesus, the firstborn of a new generation of humanity, characterized by love, non-violence, and solidarity with all. Jesus comes to save humanity from what it has become.
For the word of scripture, for the word of mine, for the word within us.
We give thanks. Let us pray. On this night, may we have open hearts to receive what it is that we need this night. So may it be. Amen. You know those puzzles where you're shown a whole lot of dots of different colours and hidden within them is a word? Depending on whether you're colourblind or not, if you gaze at the picture and look sort of beyond it, you can see the hidden word. The red-green puzzle that I first encountered of this sort had the word onion hidden amongst the dots. Not a very exciting word, but mysteriously hidden within those other dots until I changed my focus. And on such a night as this, we need a changed focus. We could obsess over the details of the story. Was there a star? Was there a census? Who were those wise men? But on a night like this, the importance of the story is its symbolism and what it stands for. Remember the opening words to the Isaiah reading, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned." This event is set at night time. The setting tells us the story's significance. If you have been following the news recently, you'll be aware of how black and dark the world has become recently. Weak leadership, strange military decisions, political skirmishings, racism, murder, unethical dealings, and narcissism are casting huge black shadows over our world. Worldwide, we are people walking in darkness. A darkness of greed and blinkeredness to what is good and true and lovely and just plain kind. The star in the story, whether it is fantasy, a supernovae, alignment of planets or something else, is that light bursting into the darkness. As we take our focus off external things of our life and look beyond that, deep within our psyche, within what has been traditionally called our soul, we see that light. Sometimes a small glimmer is all we see at first, and then a steady glow, then a radiance that we had not known before. The star has guided us to a place of new birth. Isaiah yearns for the time when a good leader will arise for his nation, one who brings peace through justice, not an avenging, territorially hungry emperor interested only in the peace that comes through vanquishing peoples and through victory over them. And as McLaren puts it in the contemporary reading, perhaps the virgin birth part of this fantastical story, imagined differently, reminds us maternal tenderness can be an attribute of God, something we all yearn for, whether our biological mothers were close and loving or whether they were absent and cold. Such a night as this tells us this story is about that part of us of which we are not yet fully conscious, but which waits us as a mystery to be revealed. Such a night as this tells us there is light which can be found, perhaps unexpectedly on a night like this. The virgin light cast into this narrative tells us maternal love is for all of us. And the shepherds are just ordinary people, people like you and like me, going about their business, lonely perhaps, isolated within their compartmentalised lives, but also a small group of colleagues dedicated to protecting their livelihood, the flock of sheep and goats grazing on sparse hillsides. In their lives, on such a night as this, they are surrounded suddenly by glory, and it terrifies them. It may terrify us, the thought of falling into such a sacred, numinous moment where our usual way of seeing does not serve us well, or our usual rational way of thinking is not quite adequate enough to make sense, complete sense of what is happening. On such a night as this, you can believe in people again. For here in the darkness, the power and grace that society has hitherto only associated with an avenging almighty God is present through the sweetness and freshness of a baby's birth. On such a night as this, we can find that space within us, where we too can know the creativity and fruitfulness of new birth. On such a night as this, we give thanks for all that has been. We ask forgiveness for all we regret. We ask healing for wounds that were deeper than we thought. We ask energy for what needs to be done, and for wisdom to leave undone what needs to be left undone. On such a night like this, we can relax. Relax into the straw of this manger bed and trustingly, like this much-loved baby, rest in the beauty of the power that is love. On such a night as this, and every night like this. So may it be. Amen. Christian World Service is an aid agency which is trusted by people who deal with it. They work with local partner organisations on the ground all over the world. And you'll see from the prayer that the appeal this year is concentrated in Haiti, Tonga, South Sudan and South India. And all of our offering tonight will go to that cause. So your offerings will now be received. This money is given so those in need in Haiti, Tonga, South Sudan and South India will get the support they need. We pray for the partner organisations in those countries who use this money, which is given, and make decisions about priorities. May they have the strength and wisdom they need. May it be so. Amen.
These are the prayers of the people, and we pray in solidarity with all peoples of the world. We give thanks for the season of celebration and remembering when each year we pause to make a small space for wonder in our lives, to let in a baby-sized gleam of hope. We wait in the quiet of this whare kōwhanga for the whānautanga of a new day, a new beginning, we hope, for all people. It is not a silent thing, this quiet, for in it are echoes, memories, questions. It is a quiet reverberating with the music of the spheres, with the vast energetic everythingness of space. We wait in the stillness, openness, putting on hold activity and preoccupation, a brief but necessary pause between panting breaths amid the pain and messiness of labour. And it is not a solitary thing, our mahi. We are surrounded by a birthing team, a cloud of witnesses, a heavenly host, midwives, doctors on call, security staff and gift shop attendants, and our whānau of shepherds and wise ones, myth makers and storytellers, light bearers and road straighteners, each with gifts and tasks, helping us bring forth the loving kingdom. We hold in our hearts this night families forced to seek refuge with sometimes hostile neighbours, those for whom a hay-filled stable would be luxury compared with life on the street or in detention camps. We think of those for whom the season of celebration means stealthy escape to women's refuge, children taken into foster care by strangers, police or SIFS workers, little ones who've never owned first-hand clothes or a toothbrush or a book. We think of those for whom this festive season brings the anniversary of tragedy, loved ones lost on the roads or at the beach through suicide or violence. We hold in our hearts those who will be alone for the first time this year, following death of a partner, loss of a child, divorce, relocation to a different town or living arrangement. And we think of those struggling to resist the thoughtless mates offering alcohol, those with eating disorders expected to overindulge as part of the celebration, those with social anxiety who'd rather be anywhere than in a crowded room. As we wait in the quiet for the birth of a new life and the rebirth of light, we are not alone. We give thanks for those who went before us, living the change, smashing glass ceilings, loving their enemies and speaking truth to power. We give thanks for this gathered community and for companions near and far on the star-led path who encourage and inspire us. Rebirth and embody with us the Christ life and the Word made flesh. Manaakitanga. Aroha. Shalom. Amen.
At St Andrew's on the Terrace, everyone is invited to take part in communion. And one of our most favoured statements is the one that's written in your order of service. Wherever you are on your faith's journey, wherever you have come from, wherever you are going to, whatever you believe, whatever you do not believe, you are welcome to participate in this communion, a meal for all people. So when it comes time for everyone to come forward, we do hope that you will come with them, and if you prefer not to, just remain in your seats. The order for communion is on the white card or sheet that came with your order of service. We're going to sing a carol. You are born in us again, one of the New Zealand Christmas carols celebrating New Zealand Christmas in summer. We find on this table bread much like that Mary and Joseph might have taken on their journey, made from wheat of the field, wine and juice from vineyards on stony hillsides, made from grape of the vine, menu ingredients for this feast of life. We gather around this table, the table of their son. We claim our place here by right of invitation, by virtue of being human, by the grace of being loved without condition or limit. All are welcome here. Christ be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks. It is right to give our thanks and praise. We give thanks that Jesus includes children, boys and girls, includes adults of all sorts, types and orientations, those of every colour and personality. We give thanks that we can approach this table, no matter who we are or who we have been, no matter what our confusions or how deep our doubts. We give thanks that Mary and Joseph and Jesus, in the way they lived on earth, revealed God as that which calls us on to a life greater than we have ever known or could have imagined. And so we add our praises to those of the faithful of every time and place, joining with the whole of creation in the eternal hymn, Holy, 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 God of power and vulnerability. All the universe is full of the glory of the power of love. Blessed are those who walk in the name of all that is holy. Hosanna in the highest. At his last supper with his friends, people who were much like us, Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and said, "This represents the new covenant, Eat this in remembrance of me. And also after supper, the cup, saying, this is the cup of new life also. Drink this in remembrance of me. Spirit of all, bless these elements, this bread and this wine, gifts of the earth, that as we eat and drink together in this feast for all, we may be drawn to you afresh and nourished for the journey of life. Amen. I invite you to receive three things, the bread, the wine, and a candle. And so there will be two people at the other end helping you take a candle. And if you know that someone with you has stayed behind in the seats, do take a candle for them too, won't you? Come, eat and drink, for all is ready, and we'll be ready in a minute. Let us pray. We do not leave this table without thinking of our brothers and sisters around the world, some of whom will celebrate the birth of Christ as the evening rolls on and as we roll into Christmas Day around this globe, and others who will have a holiday and enjoy it, and some in countries where work will happen just as usual. We align ourselves with them, part of the human family, and we wish for all peace on earth. So may it be. Amen. I hope you all have a candle. Is anyone not? Okay. So there is a strict protocol for lighting a candle so that we don't have to clean a lot of wax off the chairs. The person who has the light holds their candle straight and does not tip it under any circumstances whatsoever. The person who has an unlit candle tips their candle towards the light, and then, of course, once it's lit, you hold it upright and the next person will tip the light, their candle, to yours. So the people behind me are going to be given light from the Christ candle, and then they will come down up the aisles and light the candle of the person at the end of the row, and you hold it straight and the next person will get the light from you, and so the light will spread. Light in the darkness, very theological and also very tricky. Let's do it now.
Thank you.
If you turn the page, you'll find the music to the next carol. And then you'll need to go back a page to get verse 2. We say the blessing together. May the blessings of life be upon us all. May the love we share bring strength and joy to our hearts as we live into the just reign of God. And peace be with us all until we meet again. Amen.